Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, the wonderful Christina Iadice. Christina, it is leap time of the year. Not talking about leap year. We're talking about leap time of year.
Yes, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. You are the public information officer for the El Paso County Department of Human Services.
Yes.
And we thank you for the very hard work you do. LEAP is the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, a vital program to people who are having to make tough choices, don't have enough money to pay their heating bills, and they may even be having problems with the equipment that they have in their houses. Your mission, you do not want people to go cold this winter.
No, we want families to be safe. We want them to be warm. And it's not just for families with children. It's also for individuals and senior citizens who need that extra help to cover their heating bills. It's not going to pay all of the heating costs, but it will definitely go a long way to alleviating some of the fiscal burden.
Okay. The benefits started being available on November 1st. And there's a couple things you need to know about that, right?
Yes. So each year you have to reapply for the program. So if you received assistance through LEAP in the past, you still have to submit a new application with all your current information in order to re-enroll essentially in the program. And those applications are available both at the Citizen Service Center. They're available at community partners across the region, at libraries. But the quickest way to apply is to go online through the Colorado Peak system and submit all your materials there.
And because the website URL, the address to get to the Peak site is so long, the urging is to Google Peak.
Yes. If you Google Colorado Peak, that's the gateway into the assistance programs.
And there are multiple of these programs.
Yes. So chances are if you qualify for LEAP, you may very well qualify for other assistance. That could be food assistance, which is called SNAP. It could be, and there's a number of other programs depending on your specific eligibility and also your situation.
The average subsidy for somebody who's on the program?
So the average benefit ranges from about $330 to $670. The minimum is $200 and the maximum is $700. And the exact amount depends on your eligibility and also your own personal setup at home.
If you have outdated, failing, or just non-working equipment, you also offer an avenue of help for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. We help connect people to the Energy Resource Center. That's a local nonprofit in Colorado Springs, and they do free home energy audits. But they also can determine eligibility for their own program to help with equipment and other needs.
Okay, and I think as you noted, applications for last year's participants were mailed out to those participants.
Yes. Yeah, so if you received assistance through LEAP last year, you should have received an application in the mail in October. And starting November 1st, they were available everywhere and online. And the program only runs through August 30th. So it definitely is limited to the cold months.
All right. Actually, April 30th.
April 30th.
I know. It has been one of those days, Christina. Believe me, we quite understand. Thank you. So individuals, single-parent families, seniors, and families with children who fall within the low-income guidelines. Now, there is a range there.
Mm-hmm. The guidelines really depend. It's not just necessarily on your income. It also matters what your expenses are and your other needs. And so that's why we encourage people to go online and either go to the Colorado LEAP page, which is through the Colorado Department of Human Services, or you can call the hotline and they can talk to you about eligibility and other details. And that number is 1-866-HEAT-HELP, 1-866-432-8435.
Last year, about how many people would you say the LEAP program helped?
Last year, it helped more than 60,000 people to some level. And, you know, there was only about 85,000 applications received. So a large number of people who apply do receive some kind of help.
And generally speaking, almost most of them. So the chances are pretty good, as you'd like to note. So we have a sense for the services you provide, the help that people can get with heating and even their equipment. You'll steer folks in the right direction there. What one last thing would you like to tell our listeners?
you know, it can be difficult for a family to admit that they need help, but it's something that everyone goes through at one point in their lives. The cost of living is expensive, and heat costs are expensive, especially when it gets cold. And so we want people to know that there are options for help. And it's good for us to be looking out for our neighbors, looking out for others that might need help and might not know where to turn.
Google ColoradoPeak.com to reach the portal or call 1-866-HEAT-HELP. That's 1-866-432-8435. Public Information Officer for El Paso County Department of Human Services, the wonderful Christina Iadice. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.